major winter storm having a big impact on the weather across the entire WKRK listening area. And here's what's happening right now. We're starting to see the moisture spreading in. We have a variety of temperatures across the area. Some of us are flirting with 32 or even just above. And then some of us, of course, are below 32 degrees. We're looking at a mix of some snow and some rain through the rest of the morning, switching over to some light rain toward the afternoon. And it will be tapering off with this weaker area of low pressure starting to slide on through. Some of us may see a little patchy freezing rain or even some sleet mixing in here for the next few hours, so please give yourself some extra time as you're heading out and about. We have several winter weather advisories that continue through about noon today from the National Weather Service, and then the bigger system, the next stronger wave of low pressure, will start to head our way, and this is the system that's going to be drawing in much, much more in the way of some moisture. We should see the cold air in place, and we're primarily looking at a heavy, wet snow across a good part of the listening area. Cherokee and Clay counties in North Carolina remain under a winter storm watch that starts up Wednesday morning through Thursday morning. I think we will get upgraded to a winter storm warning. Significant snowfall accumulations, even for Murphy and Andrews, of 4 to 8 inches. That's what we're expected at this point, and there could be locally more in some of the higher elevations. Our Tennessee counties, Monroe and Polk counties, are under winter storm watches, too. Graham, Swain, Macon counties in North Carolina under a winter storm warning, and that starts up this evening and runs through 6 p.m. on Thursday. I think some areas picking up well over 8 inches of snow there. And down into North Georgia, Fannin, Gilmer, Union, Towns counties, winter storm warning already up for you. You've been dealing with some snow mixing with sleet early today, and it looks like with the next round that's coming on in, 5 to 7 inches of snow, isolated amounts up to 9 inches across parts of the North Georgia mountains. So it's a messy weather forecast here, folks. Temperatures for today will be climbing into the 40s, I think, for many of us. So you still have an opportunity to sneak on out, get some of your emergency preparedness items that you need, and kind of take care of yourself here, because you should be hunkered down by this evening and be hunkered down for a while. Looks like we really won't be clearing out until maybe Thursday afternoon. We should see the snow coming to an end with temperatures back into the 40s, but the damage will be done on the roads, and it looks like we may have a refreeze with some black ice toward Thursday night into Friday morning. The weekend is looking really, really good. Dry weather and mild weather too. But once again, folks, we've advertised it. We're talking about it here. It is a major winter storm that is still on track to give us a big snowfall across most of the listening area, general 4 to 8 inches from eastern Tennessee through southwestern North Carolina and down into North Georgia. We'll keep you posted and with frequent updates here on the radio and online. We're also going to keep you updated with even more updates on Facebook. And if you haven't done so already, please download the WKRK app. It will give you all the updates that you need. You can get some quick buttons that you can click on and get yourself to the weather forecast of Facebook and get some alerts sent to your phone as well for some of the different closings for the different school districts as well. We'll keep you posted here, folks. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Naramore.